Hi everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about, the first part of January 2016, and it has been ugly for the Dow. Lots of problems, mostly in the Chinese market, which has caused a lot of stuff to drop significantly. And on the other side of that, gold has, in the last couple of days, I think jumped about $25, $30. So it's been pretty good for commodity trading, and stocks are all down. Unfortunately for us in the United States, a lot of the stocks movement is before market hours come out of any significant change. And because of that, we can't participate too much unless we want to do some swing trading, which is a little difficult, especially for day traders, to kind of open that risk level up as much as that is. So I guess the question now is what do we think is going to happen for the rest of January? You know, January in most years is pretty much the biggest month of the year. Well, it could be one of the biggest months of the year. You know, it has the earnings reports are starting to come out. Everybody gets ready for those. The businesses for the last year, whether they're good or bad, start showing up, you know, where like this year, iPhones are down in production, which will significantly affect Apple. So there's that's going on. You've got the other thing today, Netflix announced that it's now in 131 or 30 countries, which means that their portion of the internet film market is substantial. And I would anticipate that we'll probably see Amazon Prime come out the same time or soon with the same type of announcement. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's just been really, really interesting that this kind of development's been happening. The Chinese market's probably been significant in that that's, you know, that fall of 7% a couple of days ago is still reverberating around the country or around the world. Along with possibly North Korea is announcing that they've got a hydrogen bomb. And that leaves the Asian market pretty unsettled. So there's a lot of things going on. But, you know, the interesting thing about this is we didn't know about the Netflix to the 130 countries until we started looking at the news after hours. And so what I'm saying here, or what I want to try and talk to you about and suggest you do, is that if you're trading specific stocks, you're going to have to look at those more frequently. You know, you're going to have to look at them every couple of hours to see what's going on. What happened today with this announcement for Netflix, Netflix went up, I think, $13. You know, and that's not bad on a $100 stock or $200 stock. So that's a pretty interesting move up. And because of that, the stock is going to be pricey, I guess I'd say. It's going to be hard to tell what's going on. We're anticipating tomorrow, because of this $13 jump, that there's going to be a little price, profit taking early, first 15, 20 minutes, and then it'll probably continue to go up because of all this good news. But, you know, those are the types of things that you as a trader need to analyze and take a look at and see what's going on. You know, it gets a sense for the world and, you know, the developments that are going on in the world. Now, granted, we teach a lot about candlesticks and technical indicators, and I agree we do, but it doesn't hurt to be aware of some of these other situations that are going on, because in the short term they affect it, like this announcement today with Netflix. I mean, there's no way we could have forecasted that the stock was going to go up $13. It looked like it was going to continue to fall. And so have to be aware of those kind of those fundamental issues out there. And if you are aware of those fundamental issues, it's makes it a little easier, because you can try and anticipate some kind of trading. When you get announcements like that, it's kind of like trading reports, okay? You know, you either can trade the stock or you can trade the option. Maybe take a chance a little bit, and if the strike price is fairly low, you might be able to get some good deals, and that's probably the best way to trade. Anyway, I thought I'd share this information with you. It's been an interesting week so far, and it's only Wednesday. This is Mark with safedaytrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.